A Psalm 3, the title says, a psalm by David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Well, I think the titles of the psalms were inspired, and at least one of them is quoted as inspired in the New Testament. In fact, when you read the Russian Bible, you will see that the verse numbers in many of the psalms are one verse out from the English versions, and that's because the titles are put as verse 1. They are considered to be part of the text. So this is significant because we're told that Psalm 3 is about David's feelings when he fled from Absalom, his son. And he says, Yahweh, how my adversaries have increased, many are those who rise up against me. 2 Samuel 15, verse 12, the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. It was a collapse mentality. Everybody was going over to Absalom. That's how it seemed. So how my adversaries increased? Well, the people increased continually with Absalom. And they said in Psalm 3, verse 2, that there is no help for him in God. Many there are who say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. In other words, they were saying that, well, look, he sinned and what he did, this is all judgment for that, so God's not going to support him. And the many who say that connect again with 2 Samuel 15, verse 12. The conspiracy was strong, for the people increased, or literally were many, with Absalom. So, a feeding frenzy of hatred had begun against David. They were using these sort of quasi-spiritual arguments against him. So pressure, stress all around him. His son was out to kill him. There was a collapse mentality. People he thought were solid had turned against him. Ahithophel had betrayed him. Of course, he was Bathsheba's grandfather. So there you go. And there's David, absolutely feeling that really the chips are down and this is it. He's no longer the young man that he once was, on the run from Saul with a lot of passive support. No, everyone's turned against him. That's how he feels. And there he is, not knowing exactly where he's going to run to get away from Absalom. And now not exactly a young man anymore with health issues, I think you can figure from the Psalms. Well, verse 5, what does he do? This is written somewhere on the road when he's fleeing from Absalom. I laid myself down and slept. I awoke because Yahweh sustains me. He could actually get a night's sleep. He went to sleep and he woke up because he felt that God had sustained him. It's really very hard to sleep, isn't it, when you're under such pressure. So where does he get this ability from? Well, it came from the peace that only God can give. Peace that passes all understanding. And I marvel likewise how Peter could sleep soundly in prison the night before his planned execution. It was Passover time. It really looked like they were just going to repeat what they'd done to the Lord Jesus with Peter. And yet the angel has to hit him, really wake him up. He was so sound asleep the night before he was to be let out and executed. Well, how could he do that? I mean, if I knew that I was to be executed, you know, tomorrow morning, well, all night I would be awake. I don't think I could just go sound asleep. But Peter was, because this is the peace which comes from true faith. God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed or sustained upon him. This is Isaiah 26, verse 3. So, if we allow our mind to be centered upon him, not even upon the betrayal of your own beloved son, not even death in the morning, in Peter's case, if our mind is stayed upon him, we are kept in perfect peace. You can't have that peace by, you know, tree-hugging or nature-gazing or whatever. It's a gift from God. It is given by God. God will keep you in that perfect peace. It is a gift from God to be like this. So he says that Yahweh sustained me. Verse 5, I woke up and Yahweh sustained me. But the same word is used in Isaiah 26, verse 3, that God keeps people in perfect peace whose mind is sustained upon him. In other words, if we look to him, he looks to us. You remember Hagar? You, God, see me. This is what it means to be seen by God, to be sustained by God. If you are of a mind that is sustained by him. So this is the way to this peace with God. And also when you look at what the Bible really says about peace, very often it refers to the peace of knowing that sin is forgiven, knowing that we are right with God by his grace. This was the whole meaning of the peace offering, which was to celebrate that. And to some extent, the breaking of bread is an equivalent of that. And so, if you're at peace with God, if you personally know that whatever you've done, and, you know, David had committed murder, committed adultery, you know, broke all 10 commandments, seems to me, well and truly. If you are at peace with God, no matter what's happened, then really, so what, ultimately, if your son betrays you, if you're given a death sentence and you are to be executed in the morning, I am right with God. And that is worth more than anything, than any political machination to get you out of the problem, any insurance policy of whatever form, literal or otherwise. If we are at peace with God, that is ultimately all that matters.